Alrighty, how are you guys? And welcome back to a new episode of Empathy Always Wins. معكم علي سلامة. I'm gonna be your host today, and I'm just so excited because I think that the way I'm trying to like reimagine this podcast in my mind is, I always ask myself this question: how can I deliver the most amount of value out of everything that I know and out of all my experiences talking at MIT, the UN, WHO, the World Federation for Mental Health, having incredible mentors that honestly I'm super grateful and I do not take this for granted, which is why it's probably right now 10, 11 p.m. on a Sunday night. And I am extremely excited to just be doing this because I feel that this is my responsibility to all youth leaders in the world, especially from back home in Egypt. So today's episode, we'll be talking about something that I truly feel I wish I knew back in the day. 3 deal breaker characteristics you will find in the most impactful leaders in the world. Just to give you a quick update, guys, like with Empower, running the company and because we're a very small team and I just do a lot of different things at the same time, I think that, you know, I just want to give a shout out to every single person on my team, whether it be Jenna, whether it be Jana's the community manager, or whether it be Tasneem, the person behind the entire brand visually. So I just wanted to give that shout out because this is just an incredible journey that those two people give their heart and soul to the brand. And this is why I'm able to do this podcast, because or else I'd be just on Canva doing a lot of other stuff, making sure that I'm running it. And you can't have a one-man show. So that's going to be point number 2 in the 3 deal breaker characteristics that we'll be talking about. But just jumping right in, I've been constantly asked very recently, how are you doing this? You know, the other day I was a guy in Toronto. Actually, I won't say a guy, a really cool person by the name of Ivan. He runs a construction, you know, based company where they, you know, go fix it, your home and do all that. It's called Total Pro in Toronto. And Ivan, his company is well over $1 million in revenue. And he asked me for a coffee, and a lot of his questions were revolved around, Ali, like, how were you able to do this? Like, how are you able to be this person and run what you're doing right now and create that impact? So I've literally just broken down all that I have spoken to Ivan about, because I felt that I should have had a recorder in that hour coffee. But I'm just going to break it down here in those 3 deal breaker characteristics. So the first one, that is accountability. Every great leader is so damn accountable over what happens in their life, in personal and in their professional. So I'll be very frank with you. My personal life right now, for sufr, for zero. It's and I'm very aware of it because I'm building something and I know it's gonna be freaking great because I feel it in my heart. It's in my energy. I it's almost like I was born to do this. So I'm not scared of any failure, or I'm not scared of any success because I've embodied it. But the accountability of taking full responsibility when you F up or when you do great. Guys, I'll be very honest with you. We had a podcast that we were launching, right? And we completely bombed in the launch, But what I did with this client allowed us to really get back on track, and I earned that respect. And I feel like that was a learning lesson for me on how to show up in your great and in your worst states and taking full responsibility. So basically what happened was we basically promised their audience that they would have the podcast ready by, say, for example, 7 p.m. And the show wasn't even on Apple, or it wasn't on the major platforms by like freaking 8 or 9. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious me, we're just starting this. And we effed up. And guess what? Great. Bad. Whatever. We had to show up for ourselves. So taking accountability for your failures in your personal life, which I think right now I'm not really successful at, but I know that, and I've put a boundary. I've given myself some leeway. Hey, I'm going to take care of this next upcoming 6 months, but I have a journal that I make sure I take full responsibility and accountability. So guys, it's not about being perfect. It's not about being great. It's about being responsible and accountable. So all great leaders are super accountable over their results. They don't shy away when they don't meet their expectations, and they're not too harsh on themselves. They understand that they can't be perfect, but they show up, and the way they show up makes them impactful young leaders. So that's number one. The second thing, guys, is becoming a great team player. I was talking to the COO of Deloitte in New York City. He's one of my really close, humble, and incredible advisors. And he's like, Ali, look, like, you might have the best idea in the world, and you know, you might do X, Y, Z, and you might get all this Forbes, blah, blah, blah. No one gives a schnitz. Let's just keep it PG. And he was like, it all depends on one thing. It all depends on your team. When someone's putting $500,000 or $1 million in your idea, they don't care about who you are, what you can do. You're not running this by yourself. They care about who's with you. They care about the chemistry. Will you guys pull it off, or wouldn't you? And then it all comes down to you as a CEO, or you as a leader, or you as a HR manager. Like, how can you become a great team player? How can you move people from point A to point Z? How can you inspire, influence, and create an impact on a personal, fundamental level in the people you work with? Right? You can't force that. How do you show up? How do you act? What language do you use? So one thing I really want to say, and that's like something that's really been working for me, is I truly care about my teammates or my team players. I'm truly invested. And guys, when I made a decision to let someone very recently go, you wouldn't be able to understand how much this took a toll on me personally, but I still had to be able to, as point number one, I said accountability, I had to be able to be fully responsible over my emotions and understand that, hey, Ali, what you're choosing to do, you have to be able to take those tough decisions. But that does not mean that because you might let someone go, or you might fear that, you know, that fear of letting something or someone go, that you don't get close to your team players and you don't make them feel like family. That is something that really messes up with my head. How can you be the best team player? That is by deploying empathy. Asking about, like, we have a great, great person who works with us, Taz. She has a little, really a lovely boy called Ali. I like my name, and I love to call him Alushi. And I'm always hearing him when we speak, when we're working together. I'm always asking her about him, and I genuinely want to see him and give him a really big hug. But that's because that's my team, right? I really care about my team. So she feels it. I'm sure people who work with me also feel like that. But I also feel very personal with them, because, guys, this is all about how people feel determines how they act in your team. So I think that just goes to say a lot, whether you're in an enterprise, or a startup, or, you know, a company or a school project. Like, are you invested in your team players? And that is actually a big factor of success that I find in great leaders who inspire and start with why. Simon Sinek's Start With Why is a great book. But the third deal breaker characteristic is one thing that so many people do not know about the most inspiring people and the most impactful youth leaders and leaders in the world. They are continuous learners. So number one, accountability. Number two, great team players. And number three, continuous learners. They do not stop listening to either podcasts, reading books. Warren Buffett reads, I think, like X amount of books a year. Like, I'm not the type of guy where you read one day a book. No, but I definitely do believe that by being a continuous learner, there's this greed for hunger for knowledge and expanding the mind. Because how can you evolve something when you aren't evolving your mind. I don't want to go to the extreme and say if you're not growing, you're dying. But in a sense, there is an element of truth to it. And for me, I mean, my favorite podcast is The Journal by The Wall Street. I listen to it every single time when I'm in the gym. I used to listen to a bunch of people, but I don't want to just throw names for the purpose of it. I think that if you guys want to know a little bit about how I sort of practice my continuous learning methodology, I'm starting to share this on my personal Instagram. There's a book right now I'm reading called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by, I think it's Daniel Murphy. I'm not sure if that's the right name. But yeah, search it up on Google. I think Joseph Murphy, sorry. But yeah, continuous learning means podcasts, books, seeking coffee meetings with people that you want to learn from their career. It might be the way... watching YouTube docuseries or Netflix docuseries, just learning, having that desire to learn and grow and adding your spin to it, because you, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, you are an artist. The way you make decisions is the deciding point on whether your company is going to make it to the next month or it wouldn't. Decision making comes from continuous learning, and that is what I've been finding to be the deal breaker characteristic in most leaders, actually all leaders that I know that inspire. So I hope this, wrapping this episode up, I hope this has been helpful, guys. Again, one, accountability. Two, team players, great team players by being great team players. And three, continuous learning. Those are today's three deal breaker characteristics you will find in all the best, most impactful leaders in the world. And I've personally been inspired by, you know, each person that I've been inspired by has those three characteristics. And I didn't get this from online. I actually made this like literally right on the spot because I do feel very strongly about those three characteristics. So if you want to learn more, if you have any questions, send me a direct message on Instagram. I just genuinely want to say thank you guys for your time. And I'm so inspired to be bringing you something new every week. I really have some cool news to share with you, but I'm not sure if I'm going to share it this week or next week, but let's put it that way. We at Empower are finally in development on of our app, which means that we cannot wait to have a piece of technology coming out very soon where you can listen to all the podcasts and do certainly amazing things to be there for your loved ones and help help anyone that you care about feel safe in the convenience or at their very own convenience by having something in their pocket. I think for now, this is it. I just want to say again, a warm thank you to everybody who's been tuning in. I will always do my best to make sure we deliver one episode a week. That's my pact to you. But I hope you can also make a pact to me in an email or in a DM on Instagram or on LinkedIn. Tell me how you feel about this podcast, but tell me, what are you going to be doing in the final months of 2021, or if you're in 2022 listening to this, what are you going to do this next month to build your leadership characteristics and step into that zone of continuous learning? Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you next week. But for now, I'll see you later. Just remember one thing, in life and in business, empathy, it always wins. Let's go.